Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you tonight. We're glad for all of you that you tuned into the broadcast. Pray that God would bless you. And we're going to get into this broadcast, and we're taking our topic tonight out of Genesis 28:16. Surely the Lord is in this place. And if you want to call into the broadcast, the number is 310-742-1759. And if you want to call in again, that's 310-742-1759. And I'd like to say that we're just glad to have every one of you tonight. And I want to say that there's a lot of people in need, and I have prayer requests tonight. I'd like for everybody out there that's a prayer warrior to call on the name of the Lord, and homes that there's death in homes tonight, and we pray that God would comfort them, and we pray for each one that's in the hospital that God would comfort them, and these people that's having to be operated on, having surgery, and we pray that God would touch them. And I just like to say that it's just good to be here tonight, and I hope that you've had a wonderful day. And I want to read a little bit out of the 28th chapter of Matthew here, beginning in verse 10 of the 28th chapter of Genesis. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stone of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And I'd like to say, a lot of times we think that we can't go to sleep unless we got one or two big fluffy pillows. But here Jacob was out there, and he was sleeping, and he had the rocks that he took and he put down for his head to lay on, and that he might go to sleep and rest that night. And, brother, I'll tell you what, I could imagine that was a hard place to sleep on, but evidently Jacob went to sleep because he began to dream. And he said, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And brother, this dream, brother, there's a way tonight that leads to heaven, and its name is Jesus Christ. And brother, he said the angels were ascending and descending upon this ladder, and brother Jesus, he said, I'm going away, and I won't leave you comfortless, but he said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. And he sent him on the day of Pentecost, and it was the Holy Ghost, or as a lot of people like to say, he's the Holy Spirit. And brother, I'll tell you today that the Spirit of God will lead us to that ladder, which is Jesus Christ. And brother, he'll take us on and help us to climb that ladder, brother, and go on in. When God calls us out to go on up that ladder into glory, brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, his sole purpose is to comfort us, to lead us and guide us, and to abide with us no matter what comes, no matter how hard the trials are, are. His main purpose is to help us, brother, to go on and to live a Christian life. And brother, he will help us. Jesus said, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, and I want you to know tonight that brother, he's with us, and he'll help us tonight. But brother, we've got brother to go on forward and to do what God would help us to do, and to live that life. Oh, let me tell you today, honey, God is with us. He'll help us. He'll minister to us. And brother, when he does, we'll be able to go on forward, brother, and win. Brother, we go on. We'll know that God is with us. And brother, I want you to know today that God is with us to help us. Praise the Lord. And brother, I want you to know, is this broadcast on? Is this broadcast on the air? Pardon? Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, that we are God's children tonight. He said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And brother, whenever we go, brother, we can go on and we can live for Jesus. And brother, when we live for Jesus, the Spirit of God will help us, and he'll minister to us. And brother, I want you to know today that he'll go with us and help us. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, but he said he'd go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he is with us, and he won't let us go on forth without his presence going with us. Oh, I'm here to tell you tonight that God, brother, he said, oh, let's go on here a little bit with Jacob. Brother, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Brother, I want you to know tonight that he's given us that tonight, or he's given that to the Jewish people tonight, but he's let us come into his kingdom, be born again into the family of God. Oh, I'm so glad tonight, brother, that he has given that to us. Brother, I want you to know that Jesus is with us tonight. And I'll tell you, Jacob, he went on and he dreamed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south, and in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee, and in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken unto thee of. Oh, listen tonight, folks. God, he told them, he said, I'd be with him and his seed. Brother, he'd be with his seed, and they'd spread abroad to the north, the east, the south, and the west. And brother, God, He'll keep his word tonight. And brother, I want you to know that if you're calling on him, he will keep you. And brother, you won't have to worry tonight. And I want to sing this song, play this song right now. Praise the Lord tonight. I thank God tonight. Jacob went out there. He saw the Lord ascending and descending. And brother, I'll tell you, whenever he saw him ascending and descending, brother, he knew that the Lord was in this place. He said here, He said, and Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and asked, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, brother, he's with you. Wherever that you're at, he's with you. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he said in his word that he would never leave you nor forsake you. But he said he'd be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And brother, whenever he said that, he meant that. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, but he'll be with us until the end of the world. Brother, where you're at, Jesus said, where's as many as two or three are gathered together in his name? He said he'd be in the midst of them. And I thank God tonight, brother, that he will be in the midst of his people tonight. I thank God tonight, brother, that he is in there. And brother, whenever God, brother, will move, brother, you'll know it, and you won't have to worry. Oh, listen to me tonight, brother. I want you to know tonight. Whenever that God begins to tell you something, you can begin to count on it, and you don't got to worry about it. Oh, I'll tell you tonight that God, brother, will never leave us nor forsake us. And Jacob was beginning to find out about who God is and what God thought about people. And God knew, was showing himself to Jacob to let Jacob know that he cared about him. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, when two or three or more gather together and you begin, brother, to begin to fellowship and the things about God, and you begin to lift the name of Jesus, brother, God, brother, God will help you. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, brother, he will help you, and you won't have to worry about it. Oh, listen to me tonight, brothers and sisters. God is wanting to bless his people tonight. God wants to bless you tonight. And brother, if you just let him bless you tonight, brother, he will bless you. And brother, he will help you. And brother, we won't have to worry about him. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God wants to bless you tonight, and he will bless you. Oh, listen, brother, tonight, brother, that you, brother, if you'll call on the Lord, God will help you, and God will bless you tonight, brother, and you'll not have to worry. No, I'm telling you tonight, folks, God wants to bless you tonight, and if you'll just trust him, he wants you to trust him, that he might show himself strong, brother, in your behalf. And brother, whenever that God moves for you, brother, he will bless you tonight, and you won't have to worry about it. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, brother, God wants to bless you tonight, and he will bless you. Oh, listen to me tonight. When God, brother, wants you to go and do something, God will begin to let you be understand who he is. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. I thank God tonight for all that he's done. And brother, whenever God is with you, brother, you'll know it because he'll make himself known to you. Praise the name of the Lord. I just thank God tonight for all that he's done, all that he's going to do. And brother, you'll not have to worry about whether God will watch over you or whether he won't, because he will watch over you. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. God is with you no matter where you're at tonight. I thank God tonight for being with us, and I thank God tonight for all that he's done for us. And God wants to bless you, and he wants to show you himself. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you tonight, brother, that God will just bless you and help you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God tonight for each one that's listening, like I said, to this broadcast, that God would bless them and help them, and that God would minister to each one of you tonight. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. Thank God. Give me a telephone. God wants to, he just wants to lead you. He wants to guide you and direct you, and he will do that if you'll just answer him and say, "Here am I, Lord." It's like Samuel. When God began to speak to him, his mother said that, she said, if you'll give me a man-child, she said, "I'll loan him to the Lord for the rest of his life." And she conceived, and she brought forth a son. And brother, she called his name Samuel. And when she weaned him, she took him up to the temple and gave him to Samuel. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that she loaned him to Samuel. And whenever she loaned him to Samuel, he lay down one night, and call this number right here, and this number right here, and see if you can talk to Brother Yearwood and tell him this thing's not on the air. I don't know what's wrong with it. Praise the name of the Lord. That's 706 number. Brother, she loaned him to the Lord, and he laid down one night. And the Lord come to him and called him and said, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel jumped up and he run to Eli and he said, "What do you want?" And Eli said, "I never called you." He said, "Go lay down again." And Samuel went and he laid down again. And when he lay down again, brother, the Lord come and called him again, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "What is it, Lord? What is it, Eli?" And Eli said, "I didn't call you." He said, "You did, because I heard you." The Bible said that Eli perceived that it was the Lord calling Samuel. And when the Lord, he told Samuel, he said, "Go lay down again." And if he comes back to you, he said, "Here am I, Lord, I hear you. What do you want?" And God, he went and laid down again. And brother, the Lord came to Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here am I, Lord." He said, "What do you?" In other words, what is it, Lord? And the Lord began to tell him what he was going to do. And brother, when he began to tell him, he told him, he gave him a message about Eli's house. And brother, when he gave him that message, brother, Eli, he accepted it because he knew that it was the Lord that talked to Samuel. Our brother, our topic tonight is surely the Lord is in this place. And when the Lord begins to come in, and brother, you can begin to sense his presence. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I remember another time that Jesus was out, and he took Peter and James and John up to the Mount that they call the Mount of Transfiguration in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. And he got up there. They got up there. And brother, Peter and James and John, they went to sleep. And they woke up and they looked and they saw Jesus. He was transformed or transfigured into, he was him, and he spoke with Moses and Elijah. And brother, whenever they got through, brother, that when they got through, Peter said, "Lord, let us make three tabernacles for you here." And they heard a voice from heaven. There was a cloud come over, and there was a voice come called out from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." But Peter had said, "Let us make three tabernacles." And brother, he said, the Lord told him and said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." He didn't want Jesus to be compared to anybody else. Oh, I'm telling you tonight that God, brother, whenever he begins to speak to somebody, brother, God will, brother, begin to speak to people, brother, and when he begins to speak to them, and again, ask him if he can hear this wrong. And when he began to speak to you and begin to make yourself known to you, brother, then, brother, you'll know and you can say, surely the Lord is in this place. We need the Lord with us tonight. We need the presence of God with us. And the Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And brother, there's liberty tonight, brother, in the Lord. And when the Lord is in a place, brother, you'll know it. It's like a song, that song they used to sing it a lot. It said the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, when the presence of God is there, brother, the animals know the presence of God. Brother, whenever that Stephen was out there, brother, he had so much anointing on him, brother, that the demons would come crying out, coming out of people. They couldn't stand the presence of God. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks, that the presence of the Lord is great. Brother, it's wonderful tonight. And brother, whenever you begin to hear feel the presence of God, you can rest and be assured that God is with you. And brother, I want you to know tonight that whenever you go on forward, brother, God will lead you. He told Jacob here, "I'll give you all this land. I'll give you this place to you and your seed will be multiplied." And brother, I want you to know whenever brother, the presence of God is there, brother, it'll make everything all right. It'll give you that confidence. You see, the Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And when God comes on the scene, brother, we can say, along with Jacob here, brother, I want you to know, brother, when you, brother, when you begin to sense the presence of God, you'll know everything's all right. And brother, I want you to know tonight that that'll make everything all right. All them burdens are let up. Brother, they'll let up tonight. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I can't get your calls tonight. Brother, for some reason or another, brother, your call's not coming in tonight. But I'll try to carry this on. I'm sorry, Brother John is on the line. John, I can't hear you tonight. And Sister Frieda's on the line. Your phone number's not showing up. And I can't hear anything. The on the air but light is not even on. And brother,
I'm
brother
on the air
Van,
too, brother.
Praise the Lord. Brother Van Hook's on.
And Brother Shannon.
Brother Green is on.
Yeah, and Brother
praise
Shannon.
We've
been, I went on about 15 till.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's after
yeah, I think
brother.
I'm on too, ain't I?
Brother and Sister Green's on. Who was that? Was that Sister Frieda?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Can you
your phone
me?
Numbers is not showing up. That's the reason I went ahead with this. But can you hear me, Brother John?
Yeah, I can hear you, Brother. I've been on from the very beginning.
Praise the Lord. Well, I wouldn't have went ahead if I'd have seen your phone number up there, but your phone numbers never showed up. And
amen.
If it sounds like I've been hesitating in that, I have been because I asked my wife to see if she call you, John, and see if this was on the air. And I apologize for that, but I didn't know any better. But being as it's your own, and why don't you go ahead, Brother John, and obey the Lord tonight? They just tell me
appreciate
when you get
that,
done
amen.
There.
We are speaking about the cornerstone scripture tonight is surely the Lord is in this place, and surely the Lord was in this place, even though we weren't being able to see. You know, this is what it is, amen, it's talking about, and as you've already brought out there in Genesis chapter 28, that Jacob was on a journey, amen. We're on a journey of life tonight, amen, and as he was a journey, he was going back, amen, and he was wanting to do some restoration, amen, with his brother, amen. Some things had come. He was going to go to Padan-Aram, amen, and he was obeying his father, amen, as he received the blessing of Abraham, amen, earlier on in that chapter. And just like you said, Brother Eddie, he came to a certain place, and he tarried there all night long. He came to a place because he couldn't go any farther because the sun had been set. Amen. Church tonight, amen. When we come to a place when we can't go any farther and the light is going down, amen. The Bible says that night cometh when no man can work. So as he came to a place, amen, but as the sun was going down and he came to this certain place, it was a place of promise. And God is bringing us to a certain place of promise tonight, amen.
Bless him,
amen.
Lord.
As the sun's going down and as Brother Ed brought out, he took the stone to that place, amen, and he put them for his pillows. In other words, a place to lay his head. You know, we serve a God tonight that spoke about when many wanted to go with him, many wanted to evangelize with him. He said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not a place to lay his head. Here was the Lord of glory who owned it all, amen. The heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool, but yet even in that, amen, as people would desire to go with him. You know, the Bible says, no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Many times when it comes, some would want to stop, and amen, and some would want to bury the dead, amen, or wait until, amen, their family members are gone. But church tonight, we need to know that the harvest is already ripe, already the harvest. Stay ye not for yet 4 months, amen, that's before us. And so, as he came to a certain place of promise, he took the stones, and he lay down in the place to sleep. This was a place of rest. This was a place of promise. And the Bible says, as Brother Ed brought out, that he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached into heaven. Here's a ladder that reached from the throne room of God down to the footstool of God. Amen. And as it comes,
thank
we
you,
see
Lord.
On this ladder what Jacob was seeing in these dreams. He said, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. They were going up the ladder and coming down the ladder. They were coming down from heaven and going up to heaven from the earth. They were angels of messengers. Amen. Amen. They have the message tonight. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were ministers of spirit. You know, the Bible teaches this in Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 104. It speaks about, amen, Psalms 104, verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with
thank
honor
you,
and majesty. God is clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers and the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. God walked upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits. All right, he made his angels, his messengers, spirits. There are celestial, the Bible speaks of in Corinthians, there are celestial angels and terrestrial angels. There are heavenly angels and earthly angels, as the pastors, amen. The angels of the churches in Revelation, amen. Hallelujah. We find, amen, that these are messengers, and there are messengers of God. He said, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. You know, the scriptures, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, shall every word be established. We find, amen, that it was when he was talking about the angels. Here we find the angels ascending and ascending on the ladder of Jacob, amen. The scriptures teach us in Hebrews 1 and 7, he says, and of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. And then in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, he said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Angels are sent to minister to those who are the heir apparent, joint heir with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, if we are sons, amen, then we are heirs. And if we're heirs, we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. And these angels, amen, ministered, amen, the ministry. You know, the Bible speaks of, in Isaiah 54:17, says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every time man that rides against the judgment that shall condemn. This is the, and their heritage is of me. This is the righteousness is of me of the Lord. Amen. And this is the inheritance. This is that we receive. And as the Bible says in Genesis here, he said, and behold, the Lord God stood above it. He stood above this ladder. And he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereof thou liest, will I give it to thy seed. So the land that he was laying down, the land where we came to, the place of promise, you need to know tonight that God has given it to his seed by promise through his obedience. There's only one seed. That seed is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Comes through the obedience. Amen. This is the blessing of Abraham. And he said in verse 14, he said, that thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So this blessing is going to be all over the world because this is the seed of Christ. This is the seed of righteousness. This is the seed, amen. These angels will be descending and ascending, amen, on this ladder, amen, ministering, amen, to the heirs of salvation. Amen. He said, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places where thou goest and will bring thee again to this land. So he promised, he said, I'm going to be with you because you're not going to stay in this place. You know, a lot of people want to stay in a place of promise. When they come, they surely find the Lord in this place. But you need to know tonight that the Lord will be with you no matter where you go. He said, Lord, I will be with you always, even to the ends of the earth. There's a time when we sent out there. There's a time, amen. Amen. Jacob could have wanted to stay in this place of promise. Amen. He was there in solitude. He was there alone. There was the presence of God. Amen. He was dreaming about the ladder that ascended, amen, from the heaven. Amen. God was speaking to him from the top of the ladder. Amen. And he told him, he said, I'm with you in the places where there is our God. Amen. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep. He was awakened. Amen. He was quickening. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Surely, amen, the Lord is in your life. Surely the Lord is in your circumstances tonight. Surely the Lord is in your trials tonight. Surely the presence of the Lord is with you. And there's a time that we didn't know it. We don't know it, but he does not leave us nor forsake us. Amen. He's that ladder. He's that extension. Amen. Where angels, amen, are descending and ascending on that ladder. And he said, he was afraid. He said, have victory at this place. There's none other but the house of God. This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. We come to a place and we come to a realization that this is Bethel. This was the house of God. This was the place of God. This was the very gate, the entranceway. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the gateway to heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he had set up to his pillows, and set it up for a pillow, and threw it all up on the top of it. He made, amen, he went from those stones and laying his head on that stone to making a pillow, a stone pillow. Amen. He put it all out there. He made a place, amen, an altar. He began to build a foundation, church. But we lay down in the place of promises. But God doesn't want us to lay down in his promises. He wants us to make a, he wants us to take our pillows and make a pillow out of it. He wants us to be on that stone, that cornerstone, Jesus Christ, because surely the Lord is in this place. We're the foundation of the church here. We're the foundation, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and Jacob bowed down, and God will keep me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and name it the pearl. He said, I'm going to vow a vow. The Bible says, this will not depend on God when you vow a vow. Amen. We don't need to take vows, amen, lightly. Amen. When you vow a vow, it's to be paid. It's to be given. And the Bible says, so I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar, in other words, a foundation, amen, shall be God's house, and all that thou didst shall give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. Now, I want you to turn up real quick over to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, remember we talked about verse 12 here, said he dreamed of the whole lot of set, and every thing to heaven, and the whole angels of God, they were going in. Coming, amen. They were being dispatched, amen. Hallelujah. The messengers were going and having access from heaven to earth by this ladder. But the Bible says in John chapter 2, here, amen, they had come and had found the Lord in this place. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and found to Philip, and he said unto him, follow me. Come to my Philip. He said, Philip, follow me.
Now, Philip was as best of all the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip followed Nathanael, said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? No, surely the Lord is not in that place. Nazareth was a little place out of town. And out of the way place, amen. An out of the way place in men and just seemingly insignificant. Nathanael began to, well, can anything come out of Nazareth? But the Bible said that he would go and he would dwell there in Nazareth, so that because he was called a Nazarene, amen. And the Bible says, hallelujah, he said, come and see. And he said to him, come and see, amen. Church tonight, it's time to come and see the place of promise. It's time, to see the place where surely the Lord's in the place. Surely the Lord, amen, 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 the ladder, amen, that was ascending from heaven and the earth. Bridging that gap, amen. He sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and he found none. But with his own arm, he brought salvation. That arm was the Lord Jesus Christ. Who had believed the Lord's report? The Bible says in Isaiah 59, who had believed the arm of the Lord? Here it is. Which he says, with my own arm, I brought salvation. And tonight, amen. And Nathanael said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Verse 47 of John chapter 1. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, behold an Israelite, indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, which knowest thou me? Where did you know me from? Jesus, where did you know me from? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Oh, church tonight, before you even call. He said, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. But before you were called, before you were ordained, before you were chosen, man, Jesus knew you. Jesus was that ladder, amen, reaching down from heaven, amen, to reach into your lives to bring you to a place of promise. And that promise would be of the seed. When you set your head on those old, tough stones, amen, he turned it around and made your pillows a pillar. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Make your pillows a pillar. Amen. And the Bible says, hallelujah. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Church tonight, God sees you right where you're at. God sees you in that backside of the desert like Jacob was. God sees you in your solitude, in your loneliness. Amen. He sees you in your darkness. He sees you in your life. He sees you right there where you're at tonight.
Amen.
All the eyes go to and fro in all the earth. Amen. And we find, amen, he sees you right where you're at. And tonight, surely the Lord is in that place. Wherever you're at tonight, surely the Lord is in that place, and you didn't know it.
Amen.
Surely the Lord is in your circumstance. I don't care where you're at tonight. I don't care if you're in the midst of a devil's hell tonight, amen, hallelujah. You're in turmoil, and you're in trouble, and you're being persecuted, amen, for the name of Jesus tonight. Surely the Lord's in the place with you. Amen.
Yes.
Whether you know it or not. And the Bible says, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Oh, surely this is the Lord. He's in this place, and I knew it not. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of your situation? Can anything good come out of your trial? Oh, can you not sling to the fire and try with which you'll be tried with, brothers and sisters? Because
Amen.
Your faith will be much more precious than gold, though it be tried by fire. Amen.
Yeah.
No matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, surely the Lord's in this place. Amen. Surely the Lord's in your circumstances. Surely the Lord's in your life. He wants to be that ladder. He wants to be that ladder extending from heaven to the earth. And the Bible says in verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto them, because I said unto thee, I saw thee in the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Church, to those of you tonight that believe, because God has spoken to you a word of prophecy, and you believe because you have seen. He knew exactly where you're at. He read your heart. He read your mail. He knew exactly where you stand tonight. He knew exactly where you are. That ladder come down, amen. And angels, amen, were descending and ascending on that ladder in Genesis. But he told Nathanael one thing. He said, Nathanael, you're going to see greater things. Here's the greatest thing you're going to see. And he said unto me, very, very, which means truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter, ye shall see heaven open. Church tonight, get ready to see heaven open. And when you see heaven open, the Bible says, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. These ministering spirits are descending and being dispatched by the Word of God, which in the beginning, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. These angels,
Amen.
These messengers are descending and ascending on the Lord Jesus Christ. They're coming to minister to you and give you strength. They're coming to those who are heirs tonight. Are you an heir tonight? Will you come? Amen. Surely the Lord wants to be in this place. Surely the Lord wants to be wherever you're at tonight. He wants to be in you. He wants to be a comforter that's abiding in you. He said, though I go away, is expedient for you. In other words, it's necessary for you that I go away. If I go not away, the comforter will not come. But we have the comforter tonight, and it's abiding. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside. And all we have to do tonight is ask. All we have to do is come. Backslider, all you have to do is come back to that place of promise in Jesus Christ, where the angels, amen, where you first saw that ladder, where you first saw Jesus coming back. I'm not talking about the physical place. I'm talking about the place of promise. I'm talking about wherever you're at. That ladder, that Son of Man is coming down, and his angels are coming to minister to you. And they give you strength. And you can become an heir of salvation, backslider. If you're in sin, if you're bound by drugs, if you're bound by alcohol, if you're bound by illicit sex, whatever you're bound by tonight, God, the Lord Jesus Christ can set you free. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon him in the book of Isaiah and also in Luke chapter 4. Verse 18, it talks about the fulfillment when he spoke in the temple and read in the temple. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is here to set the captive free. He is to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He is, amen, the coming, amen, hallelujah, to open every prison door tonight. Surely the Lord is in this place. Will you allow him in? Will you allow him in? Will you allow the Son of Man? You allow Jacob's ladder, which is the type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Genesis chapter 28 and John chapter 1, verse 51, that these angels are descending and ascending on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're here to minister to you. Tonight you can become an heir if you'll just receive him. Repeat the sinner's prayer right there where you're at. No matter where you're at right now, you can receive that extension ladder coming from heaven. You can see heaven open, just like Nathaniel would see. He said, hitherto, church, tonight you have an opportunity to see heaven open and the angels of the Lord descending and ascending on the Son of Man.
Yes,
surely,
amen.
The Lord is in your place tonight. Surely the Lord is in your life tonight, and you knew it not. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. Did anybody hear that song that I played a while ago?
No.
Okay, it didn't play it then. All right, let's just go right on in, and let's get Brother Van Hook on there. Brother Van Hook, come on in there and obey the Lord.
Yes, amen. Then I got Brother Shannon Fife on three-way calling with me, too, from Campton, Kentucky. All right, in the text in Genesis chapter 28, on up in a few verses, it talks about Esau saw Isaac. Esau saw Isaac was blessed. Then it goes on to say, we're going down into about verse number 10 of chapter 28 of Genesis. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and set upon them, and Laban searched all the tent but found them not. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I went into the wrong chapter, but praise God anyways. It'll all work out. God's good. You know what? We got victory in the name of Jesus anyways. Can somebody say amen on that? We got power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's time that we put the devil to flight. As the Bible says, whatever we bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. He's given us authority. He's given us power. He's given us ability. He's given us dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord can be wherever we're at. He can be in this house. He can be in this place. Amen. The Lord's presence is supposed to be in our hearts, brothers and sisters. Glory be to the name of the Lord God of hosts.
Amen.
You know, today, if you're a sinner or you're a backslider, do you know all you got to do is add, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Sinner friend, backslider friend, the Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Surely the Lord is in this place. He can be in your heart today. He can be in our life. You may say, how do I be saved? What must I do to be saved? Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. Call upon the name of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Where's that taken at, preacher? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Surely the Lord's in his presence. What should I do? Well, why don't you just say this prayer with me, but make it your prayer, and then after you get done saying this prayer, then say your own prayer, and as quick as you believe in your heart, if you got to really mean it, and as quick as you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and do what the Bible says, you shall be saved, sinner and backslider friend. Amen. And if you're not right with God, ask him to forgive your sins. Sinner, backslider friend, pray this prayer. Before I get into this message right now, I want you to say this when we say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Go ahead and say it with me. Father God, come into my heart. Save me. Save me, Lord Jesus. I repent of my sins. I turn from them through faith. By faith, I'll serve you the rest of my life. Forgive me of my sins in Jesus' name, and let me be ready when it comes time that I leave this world or you come first. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now we see here in Genesis chapter 28, praise be to the name of the Lord, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran and lighted upon a place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took up stones of that place and he put them for his pillars and he lay down in place of sleep. You know, brothers and sisters, we need the rest of God. Now, you know, I know he's talking about physical sleep here, but we need that spiritual rest. You know, the Bible tells us that we can have that spiritual rest. Do you know that spiritual rest comes through Jesus? You know, God loves you. He sent his only begotten Son. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to God. He's the only way to God the Father. The Bible says there is no other way but through him. But it goes on to say, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth and the top and reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest to thee will I give it. And to thy seed, you know, this is the word of the Lord today. He said, I'm going to give you this land and to thy seed that you're going to be blessed. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I don't want to go through all these scriptures here tonight. I know we got quite a few people that's going to come probably still to speak, I guess. But praise be to the name of the Lord God of hosts. But I'll go on to verse 16. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Brothers and sisters, you can know when God's in a place. Glory be to the name of the Lord God of hosts. You can know, hallelujah, when his presence is coming down. You can know when you feel his goodness. Praise God, hallelujah. And you can know when you feel his joy. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You can know when you have that peace of God which passes all understanding. Praise be to the name of the Lord. You can know, praise God, that the glory of the Lord is with you, that the Lord is presence, is, hallelujah, is in this place, that the Lord is in your heart, that you're being blessed. You can ask him, say, Lord, give me the gift of peace. Oh, praise be to the name of the Lord God of hosts. There's nothing as important, praise God, as knowing that the Lord is in your heart and the Lord is in this place, and to know that you're right with God and that you're right with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way but to Jesus Christ, but through the Father.
Amen.
Everywhere in the world, I want to tell you, I love you, and Jesus loves you. We love you, and the true church loves you. Who is the true church? The true church are those who are truly saved. Amen. Amen. That is the body of Christ. those who have believed in their heart and confessed with the mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and got Jesus in their heart. They're living for God, amen. Glory to God. We love you. I want to tell you that this is, hallelujah, is all about love. Man can go to heaven. Women can go to heaven, praise God. Did you hear that? Even women can go to heaven. Boys can go to heaven. Girls can go to heaven. Amen. Glory to God. It's a wonderful place. God went away. He said, I prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. I remember the thief upon the cross when Jesus died. He said, Lord, be merciful. Amen. He went on to say, Lord, remember me. Praise God. In other words, when thou comest in thy paradise, or when thou comest in thy glory, hallelujah, he went with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. After Jesus died, he went down in the lower parts of the earth and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from Satan. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The Bible says he ascended up on high and he took captivity captive. Today paradise has been moved up into heaven. Praise be to the name of the Lord. There's a place up in heaven where paradise is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go to heaven. Hallelujah. And you can be right with Jesus Christ. Give your life to God. Quit looking at people. Quit looking at people's faults. Don't let people cause, hallelujah, lead you into hell and be a stumbling block. We must forgive. Mm-hmm. We cannot hold on in our heart against nobody. And we need to say, surely, surely the Lord is in this place. He's in this place today. Ask him in your heart, sinner and backslider. Maybe you say you're saved, but you've done something wrong, ask him to forgive you. Don't never give up, regardless of what you've done or doing it, or what you do in the future. Pick up and ask forgiveness. But strive with all your heart to do what's right. Strive for perfection, praise God. Strive for perfection. Jesus is coming soon. And he says, I'm coming back after a church without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. But he loves you. Jesus died that you can go to heaven and not have to go to hell. Amen. If anybody goes to hell, it's their own choice. They choose their own way. Glory to God. People send their own self to hell by rejecting Jesus Christ, rejecting the Lord, Jesus Christ in their heart. But you don't got to reject him. You need to accept him. And how do I serve God? What am I going to do, preacher? Keep serving him. If you make a mistake, ask him to forgive you. But don't never give up. Remember, the key is don't never give up. The key is don't never give up. Don't never give up. That's the key. That's the key that Jesus has given you. I want to turn it over to the brother, and I have Brother Fife on here whenever he's ready for him from Captain, Kentucky.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Come on, Brother Fife.
Here in Genesis chapter 28, verse 16, I'm going to read our text. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I, which is Jacob, knew it not. Now let us start from the very beginning of this passage and read it in context here. In verse 10 of Genesis chapter 28, it says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place. You know, a lot of times the Holy Spirit will lead us to a certain place. God has a certain place for us to go to church. The safest place to be is in the center of God's perfect will. That is where provision is. And here the Bible says, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place where he stayed all night and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. Now, in the commentaries of my Bible, it says, sleeping out in the open was a custom of shepherds, so was no hardship for Jacob. And it also says, he likely used the folds of his garment, as well as his headdress, to soften the pillow, which explains plural, of verse 18. And the Bible goes on and says this, and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12 says, and he dreamed. Now, you could read many places in the Bible where people had dreams from God. Now, notice this. Any dream that don't line up with the Word of God does not come from God. God only gives dreams that is in line with his Word. The Holy Spirit will only move and speak and function according to God's Word. And the Bible says, and he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth. This was in his dream. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels, notice this, more than one, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about angels. And in different places in the Bible, it talks about angels. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, it calls them ministering spirits. Now, we remember about Lot. Both Lot and the Sodomites saw the angels who came to bring God judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. Jacob
Amen.
Here, in a dream, Jacob saw angels ascending and descending on a ladder to heaven. Remember David, when God was angry with David for numbering Israel? He sent an angel to administer the judgment of pestilence. When the angel stopped at the command of the Lord, he was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. Then David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. You remember Ornan, while he was threshing wheat, Ornan saw the same angel that David saw. Remember Elijah? An angel cooked for him when he was fleeing Jezebel. Another angel directed him concerning messengers from the king of Samaria. Remember Elisha and his servant? In answer to Elijah's prayer, his servant's eyes was opened to see the angelic army outnumbering the Syrian army. Remember Micaiah? Micaiah, Ahab, one true prophet of God, saw the Lord sitting upon his throne and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Remember the prophet Isaiah? Isaiah both saw and heard the Seraphim above the Lord's throne. Now, there's different ranks of angels. There's Seraphim. They have six wings. There is cherubim. They have four wings. And there's Zoe, living creatures. There's spirit horses and chariots. You remember when the prophet was caught up in a chariot of fire. And there's ministering angels, angels that does not have wings. Now, nowhere in the Word of God does it say that there is women angels. And these little whatnots that you see that look like little babies, they're unscriptural. All the angels of God are very powerful and mighty. Remember Ezekiel? Ezekiel saw, heard, and interacted with cherubim. Remember Nebuchadnezzar when he looked into the fiery furnace? Nebuchadnezzar saw an angel with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men surely saw the same angel that Nebuchadnezzar saw. Remember Daniel? Daniel knew the Lord had sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. And God can send an angel to you to help you. He can shut people's mouths as well as the lion's mouth. Gabriel himself visited Daniel on many occasions to bring messages and explanation. Now, Gabriel is a messenger angel, but Michael, his assignment is to the nation of Israel, to watch over Israel, and to protect and to fight the nation of Israel. Remember Zechariah? Zechariah saw and spoke with angels. Zechariah, Gabriel, appeared to Zechariah while he was administering his priestly duty and brought the prophetic message of the birth of John the Baptist. Remember Mary in the Bible? In Elizabeth's 6th month, Gabriel also appeared to Mary to announce her role in the birth of the Messiah. Now, we do not pray to angels. We do not worship angels. We worship God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ. Remember Joseph in the Bible? The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. So we're talking about how angels visited Jacob in a dream, and angels came and visited Joseph in a dream. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 25, And the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream to tell him the child Mary carried was the Messiah. And a second appearance warned him to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt to escape Herod. Remember that? So here, Joseph had another dream of an angel, and this angel warned him to take Mary and go to Egypt because Herod is going to try to kill him and the children 2 years old and under. You remember the shepherds in the Bible. In Luke chapter 2, 8 through 15, an angel accompanied by heavenly hosts proclaimed the birth of Christ to the shepherds. You remember the women at the tomb? Several women saw angels at the empty tomb. You remember the disciples? Angels appeared to the disciples after they witnessed Christ's ascension. Remember when he ascended up on high to sit at the right hand of God the Father. Remember Peter and John? An angel released Peter and John from prison. You remember Philip in Acts chapter 8? It was an angel that directed Philip to head toward Gaza so he would be in the path of the Ethiopian eunuch. You remember in Acts about Cornelius, God used an angelic visitation to Cornelius to thrust Peter into ministry to the Gentiles. You remember Peter? Peter was released from prison a second time by an angel. Remember, the chains fell off. The angel came and delivered him. You remember Apostle Paul, don't you? In Acts chapter 27, verses 21 through 25, an angel visited Paul at night in the midst of a storm at sea, assuring him a deliverance from himself and all who were with him. You remember John in the book of Revelation? John saw angels while on the Isle of Patmos. Beloved, we see the role of angels all through the Bible. In other words, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 91 that God has his angels around us, those that fear him. The angel of the Lord encampeth about them that put their trust in him and fear him. So here it says in Genesis chapter 28, we're still talking about, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. Now notice this. We leave out this part. The Lord stood above it and said, God spoke. He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it. Because God wanted to give him land, and to thy seed, and to his future generation. And verse 14 is a promise. And he said, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and to thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God is about blessing, beloved. God wants to bless us. That word bless means empowered to prosper. And in verse 15 is a promise. And behold, I am with thee. God is saying to Jacob here, he said, I am with thee. And this same promise that God spoke to Jacob, you can stand on this promise that God is with you. And he said, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Beloved, anywhere you go, God is a keeping God. And he wants to keep you and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee. I'm glad that we're serving a God that won't just abandon us and quit upon us because we sin. Beloved, he is always willing that if we confess our sin, that he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will not leave us. And he said, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of, God will keep his word. God will keep his promises. Anytime you find a promise in the word of God, you can stand upon it. Beloved, put the promises of God in your mouth and speak the word of God to your situation. And you begin to thank him, and God will turn your situation around. Verse 16 said, and Jacob awake out of his sleep. And he said, notice this, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Well, beloved, I am done. I hope you got something out of this word, and I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Praise the Lord. That was good preaching. And
Does anybody have any requests there tonight? Praise the Lord. Sister Frieda?
Yes.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, sister.
Okay. Well, since everybody's done read that, I'm going to go to a different section, okay?
All right. Obey the Lord.
Okay. I'm going to start, let me see. Yeah. Exodus 3:5. And he said, draw nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt, and had heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know thy sorrows. And I came down, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land that unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. You know, we have to, and I know at our church sometimes we get the Holy Ghost so strong in there, you don't want to step. Sometimes we have to take our shoes off, and you don't know if you're stepping on holy ground. But, you know, we have to, because he can be right there with us. This is what he's saying. He's right there with us wherever we're standing. And you sometimes have to take your shoes off. I know it's not nice, but sometimes when you're on holy ground, that's what the Lord says do. Okay, then I'm going to go to Joshua 5. And I think it is verse 15. And the captain of the Lord host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. So you see, when the Lord tells you to do something, if you don't do what he tells you, you're being disobedient. But when you do what he tells you, you're being obedient to him. And then I'm going to go to Psalms 139:7-12. Okay, and it says, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy spirit? I don't want to flee from the Lord's spirit. The spirit is always with me wherever I go. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall my hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You know, a lot of people think when it's nighttime, you have to have your lights to drive to go do what he wants you to do. But during the daytime, you don't have to use a light. But you know, that's the way we are with the Lord. We can be in day or night, but he leads us. He tells us what to do and where to go. But, you know, I praise the Lord that he's using me as an instrument. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on the Lord because he likes to use people. You might not be mighty people like some of the reverends that's been on the show, but the Lord can use even the smallest people, the young people, the old people. He likes to see if you're going to let him do what he wants you to do. And I thank the Lord that I'm doing what he wants to. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord, Sister Frieda. That was good. Brother Green? Praise the Lord. Brother Green? Praise the Lord. All right. Is there anybody on that we don't know about here tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John? Praise the Lord. Does anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Brother Eddie.
Yeah, brother.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. There you go. All I think he was on a little earlier. I should have called him, but I can't see the phone numbers up here, and it's not come up on this computer screen, and I can't tell who's on and who's not.
Right.
But Brother John, why don't you go ahead again? Now nobody's Lord again, brother.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, amen, that the Lord has given us, and appreciate those that have came on and begin to come and, you know, and begin to declare the word, and as they, each one gleaned, you know, from this same vineyard. You know, the Bible says that we're all working together in the vineyard of our Lord. The scripture teaches in the book of Corinthians, amen, that the Apostle Paul declared, he said, I plant and Apollos watered and God gives the increase. And that's
amen.
What we're declaring to the Lord tonight, that it's God's giving the increase, amen, as we're working together. And as Brother Van Hook talks about, it is all about love. You know, it is coming together. And I know as we come, and you know, even as Ruth and they came and Naomi, amen, and they come. And here the Moabite, amen, she comes. She says, your God shall be my God. She's going to follow her all the way, amen. And she came. She had no influence, and surely her God was her God. And as it's talking about, amen, as Sister Free was talking about the loosening of the shoes, it was also a way of redemption, amen, the near kinsman redemption, where you would have to take off that shoe and let you know that you're being redeemed, amen. And
amen.
Tonight we've been redeemed by our near kinsman, the Lord Jesus Christ. And, amen.
Yes.
As Boaz, amen, saw her gleaning in the field, amen, and gave her favor. You know, the Bible says, it talks about if it's written on the tables of our heart and bound around about our neck, that you shall have favor of God and man. And so tonight, amen, it's that favor of God and man. We're declared, amen, in Proverbs 22 and verse 1, it says to choose a good name rather than silver and gold or his loving favor than great riches. Tonight, amen, it's to have that favor, the favor of God in our lives, the favor of God, amen, upon us, and to have that name that's above every name, amen, and have that promise, amen, and just like some of the brothers have brought out earlier, amen, that it is to coming to that certain place in Jesus Christ. You know, he told Moses, amen, that even pulled there a rock, he said, there is a place by me, even when the children of Israel begin to rebel, even though they had turned aside and turned backwards, amen, and they'd come to a place, amen, that they didn't want to hear the voice of God, they didn't want to speak to the Lord of God, amen, it was a terrible, and just like Jacob said in Genesis, he said, this is a dreadful place. It was terrible when they come, and the smoke of God, amen, the presence of God on that mountain, and it began to exceedingly quake, amen, and shake, amen. Those would not come near to it. And here, amen, as Moses got on that mountain, amen, amen, began to receive the commandments of God as he began to write in those tablets of stone, amen, amen, out of those pillars, amen, and talking about the stones. The brothers were talking about the stones tonight, moving, amen, by the power of God. And so as they moved in the power of God, hallelujah, they come, amen, and they reached out, hallelujah, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God began to write upon these tablets, amen, his commandments. And here Moses was on the mountain in his presence, amen, and before God, and the rest of the people had come, and they'd begun impatient. You know, the Bible says, in your patience possess your souls. And amen, on that 39th day when they come, they begin to be weary, and they said, we don't know what has happened to this Moses. Amen, that amen, let us out. But I'm going to tell you what he was. Amen, he had gotten before God. He had gotten in a place with God, and tonight, church, we need to get in that place with God. As we get in that place with God, God will put us in a place. He said, there's a place by me, and put him in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah, and the hinder part, amen, and the glory pass by, amen, and hallelujah, and he revealed his glory. You know, he was lost with them because they had come, and they began, amen, they had taken off the things, the earrings, and the spoils that they brought from the world. And church, I'm telling you tonight, you can't bring the spoils of the world, amen, into the place of Jesus.
Jesus Christ into the place of
Amen.
Christ and into that place of holiness. That's why, amen, that the very dust of our feet, amen, that's why when we go to that place of holiness that we have to take off the shoes, amen, that it be not hindered. You know, the scripture says, if we go into a city, amen, and they will not receive the peace, amen, it comes back. He said to go and shake the very dust of your feet. Amen. Amen. And when you come off there, amen, that your peace will return unto you. And tonight, amen, there is a place. There's a presence that the Lord is in, no matter where we're
Man.
At tonight. Amen. All of this globe tonight, people are listening, and everywhere they're listening, the Lord is in that place, whether we know it or not. Amen. And just like Ruth brought out, amen, about the angels ministering in different ways. Amen. And just like he said, we're not to bow down to them. We're not to worship them. But, amen, they are ministering. They are spirits, amen, that coming, and they are for the heirs, amen. And tonight we can be an heir, amen. We don't have to be like the children of Israel when they come, amen, and take off the things of the world, and they had the golden calf. You know, church, tonight we don't have to have golden calf religion, amen. We can have the Lamb of God religion, amen. And that Lamb of God, he told him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world, amen. Those golden calves cannot take away your sins. You still will die in your sins. But
amen.
I know the Lamb of God, amen, who has come into our lives, amen, who has taken away, amen, our sins, amen. He's taken them away. He not only covered them, he took them away. He's taken them completely out
yes.
of the situation. And I'm glad, amen, that we have a high priest who's touched with the feeling of our infirmities tonight. Amen, that as we come, amen, amen, that as he intercedes for us tonight, that I'm glad that he went into that Holy of Holies. Amen, amen, he suffered the things of the cross. He said, looking
yes.
at Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. I'm glad that I'm a part of that joy that was set before him. In other words, he wanted to redeem his children. Amen. And as redeeming his children, he suffered the death of the cross. The Bible says that he learned obedience by the things he suffered. Though he were a son, he learned obedience. Amen. And tonight, as we walk in obedience, we can walk in that blessing, amen, of the obedience. We can be blessed in the field. We can be blessed in the city. We can bless and be going in and going out tonight. Surely the Lord is in this place. He's all over. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere. He's omnipresent. Amen. Wherever we go, tonight we serve a God, and he's the God only. Amen. That truly tonight, no matter where we're at, he can be in our lives. And tonight, if you'll just receive him as Lord and Savior, if you'll just receive him as the true Messiah of your life, amen, he'll come. And Lord, he'll be, and he will light in your life. He'll come into that place and make your place, make your life a place of promise. It will be a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. As the children of Israel came, and he sent 12 spies, there to spy out the land of promise for 40 days. And as they went in there, the grapes of the brook of Eshcol, amen, took two men, amen, to carry the fruit of the place of promise. You know, the Bible says,
yeah.
Herein is the Father glorified in John chapter 50, is that we bear much fruit. Amen, hallelujah. Herein is the Father glorified. The Bible speaks of the Father being the husbandman and Jesus Christ being the true vine. Those of us that are believers are the branches. And herein, if we abide in him, amen, we can bear much fruit. Tonight we have to live in him and let him live in us. He said, if his words abide in you and you abide in him, you can ask whatsoever you will, and he will do it, that the Father may be glorified. Tonight, I give the Lord glory and honor and praise that this is an opportunity that we're reaching all over the world, that Jesus Christ is reaching all over the world. We're just voices, amen, in the wilderness, amen. And I'm glad that I'm a part
yes.
of it, amen. Amen. I'm glad that even as a Sister Freer brought out, amen, you know, he used a man who ate locusts, amen, and wild honey, amen. He had camel's hair, amen. And he asked him, he said, what come ye out to see? A reed shaking in the wind? He said, much more, amen. He said the soft toes were for those in kings' palaces, but here was a man, amen, that received the word of God. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. He said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. make his path straight. And tonight, God said in his word by the prophet Isaiah, he said he will bring down every mountain and every hill. He'll exalt every valley. He'll make every crooked place straight and every rough place is plain tonight. We serve a God tonight that will be that. We serve a God tonight that will reach out and reach out right into your heart and take out whatever you don't need. And he'll take that stony heart out and then put it in the heart of flesh and he'll begin to write upon your heart and he'll change, amen, your life as you receive what is written tonight. Will you let the Lord write on you? Because surely the Lord is in the place of your heart, amen, and he wants to be that Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother John. Brother Green, are you back on here yet?
Brother Green's not on there, Brother Eddie.
Pardon me?
Brother Green Nim's not on there, but I'm on here.
Who is this, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, it's Brother Yearwood.
Why don't you
obey
the Lord, Brother
Yearwood?
I appreciate
you taking over and doing a great job there.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand why that it's not lighting up on your end, but it's lighting up on our end down here. So
I don't either. It's on the air. Light's not even on. So I thought there wasn't even anybody calling in until I had my wife to call Brother John, and she called him and said that John and Brother Van Hook and Sister Frieda and Brother Green was on, Brother and Sister Green, and so that I've just been going kind of blind tonight.
Yeah, I called her and told her there.
Okay.
And I heard that you wasn't.
Well, why don't you go ahead and obey the Lord, brother?
Okay, we got some urgent prayer requests here. Then I'll go ahead and obey the Lord after Betty gives the prayer request in.
All right.
Sister Betty, I can't remember her last name, but it's Brother Michael Millett up in Chillicothe, Ohio. It's his sister. He pastors a church up there. And she's had two sons to pass away this week.
Oh, geez.
She had one to pass away on Saturday, and then she had another one to pass away on today.
Wow.
And they found the first one last Saturday, and they don't really know what happened to him. And this morning she went in, yesterday morning she went in and found her other son laying there with blood coming out of his mouth and everything. So she's really needing prayers tonight. She's really tore up.
Amen. Tore up.
And her husband just died about
3 months ago.
About 3 months ago. So this lady's really needing prayer. She's a good prayer warrior and everything. And so just remember her. Her name's Betty.
Yes, amen. Let's remember that sister tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Eddie, I sure do appreciate all of you coming on there tonight. And y'all done a great job. And so I'm going to read a little bit here in Genesis 28 and 16. Then we'll go over to Exodus 3 and verse 5 and read a verse over there. Right here it says, "And Jacob awake up out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." You know, I was just thinking there, you know, praise God, Jacob, he was asleep, and when he woke up, well, he knew not that God was in that place, but he said, surely God is in this place. And, you know, I was just thinking about the three Hebrew children, you know, when they were casting into the fiery furnace, surely the Lord was in that fire with them, you know. God, they went went in there and they told the old kings, "We'll not bow down to none of your enemies or none of your music or nothing like that. I said, the one that we serve, in other words, is able to deliver us. And praise God, you know, the Lord, I was in that fire with him. And I believe tonight, praise God, we may get in the fire. We may get in the furnace, but the Lord will surely be there with us. He will surely take care of us. Praise God, he's able to deliver us from the fire because if he said that he delivered the three Hebrew children, and he delivered them, he's able to deliver us. And Daniel over there, praise God, he was cast into the lion's den. And then the lions, praise God, as a brother said there a while ago, the angel of the Lord come down, and he shut the lion's mouth. And praise God, I'm telling you tonight, it don't matter what kind of a fire, what kind of a furnace that we're facing, the Lord is able to deliver us. We just got to keep our eyes upon him, and got to keep our thoughts, our minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will take care of us. I don't believe there's any trial or any fire that will be strong enough to deliver us if God don't want it to deliver us. Praise God, but God is a God that will deliver. He will take care of us if we just only trust him, you know. Daniel and them, they done their praying before they were ever cast into the lion's den. And they didn't fear when they were going to be cast in there because they said that their God was able. And the old king, whenever he had signed that decree that they would be cast into the lion's den, praise God, he went and shut himself up in his palace up there. And he began to pray. He began to seek God. And he sought God all night. He went back the next morning. And he opened up that place. And he hollered, "Oh, Daniel." And Daniel said, "Oh, King, live forever." I'm going to tell you something tonight. Praise God. God is able to deliver you tonight from your troubles and from your problems and from your headaches. Let's look over into Exodus. The third chapter, and praise God.
Bless you, Lord.
Praise God. Exodus, third chapter, and verse 5. And he said, "Draw not nigh hither, but off thy shoes, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that our place, praise God, I tell you, as I heard Sister Frieda talking there a while ago about taking your shoes off, sometimes it may be a little bit embarrassed, but you know, just a few weeks back, I thank God because God come into the church and he told me to take off my shoes. I took off my shoes, and the pastor said, he said, "I know when I seen them white socks, God was up to something." And I went around that church marching and praising God. The power of the Holy Ghost come down. Sometimes we need to just get out of ourselves and get in the Spirit of God and be obedient to the Spirit. We don't need to worry about what people are going to think about us. It's what does God think about you. It's what God says. It's what's going to count. I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. How about I tell you what? A Sunday night we were up yonder in the Andrews, North Carolina, and the presence of God come down up there. I ministered a little while. Then after I got done, I turned it to the pastor, and he ministered a little while. And before it was over with, everybody in the church was anointed and had hands laid on them. The Spirit of God was in that place. And I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of God is in any place where there's two or three are gathered together in his name. He said he would be there in their midst. And if he's in your midst, he's in that place. Hallelujah. I praise God for it. I praise God for I feel him here tonight. I just glorify him because his power is so strong and it's so sweet. Praise God that we can look into the kingdom of God by faith. We can see him. I tell you what, it's so wonderful. I'm going to say tonight, the Lord speak to you and tell you to take your shoes off, your feet, be obedient to him. Take off your shoes. Don't worry about the crowd or multitude, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. He will lead you and guide you through all the truth, and you don't have to worry about nothing, praise God, but just magnifying on the Lord. Just trust him, and he will take care of you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Was you wanting a song played a while ago?
Yeah.
Which
one? If you got one now you can play? But you wouldn't
try it here and see.
Go right ahead.
Which one you were trying there a while ago?
Well, just go ahead and play one there.
Okay. Praise God. We'll get
it. Everybody just
go
obey the Lord now.
Praise the Lord.
Every time I look at the morning paper, there on the very front page, hate and crime, and as a big scandal, who will it be today? As the prices rise, the mold decline, and fall to an all-time low, everything looks bad, it can make me real sad, if it wasn't for the things I know. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that I'm given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. The evening news is now available 24 hours a day. It can be told in 30 short minutes if the never-ending gum's okay. There's another big scene that's waiting in the wings when the headlines will unfold. While this world is frightened, I'm so enlightened by the things in the book. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints are soon moving in. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints are soon moving. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the times that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and the saints are soon moving. Oh, I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb. I know heaven is waiting and I'm shaking, cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the times that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication, Jesus is coming again.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that, Tim Doctor can really sing. I appreciate that. Let me give this phone number out. If you're out there and you want to call in, it's 310-742-1759. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody there that's not obeyed the Lord tonight? Or is there anybody there that needs to obey the Lord tonight? If you do, come on in and obey the Lord.
Brother Eddie, I've got a sister that's in the bed real sick, and she's sick to her stomach and has a bladder infection. Her name is Eloise.
Eloise. Let's remember Eloise tonight. And I've got a aunt that passed away, and she passed away Sunday morning in the hospital. She is 87 years old, and they think she passed away in her sleep. She was a Christian as far as I know, and the families gathered together at the funeral home tonight, and I would like to for everybody to remember her. Her name is Dallas, and just remember her. Remember, well, it's too late to remember her. Remember her family tonight. She had a daughter to pass away not many months ago, and I told one of her sons last night. I said, I guess Dallas and Roxy's got together now, and as far as I know, they were both Christians. Her daughter's name was Roxy. Her name was Dallas. And but remember her children tonight, her grandchildren, and I suppose she's even got great-grandchildren. Remember them tonight. And let's go to the Lord right now, and let's pray over these requests. Let's pray for that sister in Ohio that lost her husband a while back and lost two sons. Just this last week and this week, let's pray for them right now. Father, we pray, Lord, for this sister, Father, in Ohio. God, that you'd lift her up and encourage her, Father, and strengthen her, Lord. And God, her world must be very, very heavy. And I pray, Lord, that God, that you'd comfort her, Father. Let the Spirit of God go and comfort her, Lord, and lift her up and encourage her, Father. And God, Jesus said, I'm going away and I won't leave you comfortless, but I will be the Father, and he'll send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And I pray today, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, that you would comfort her and help her, Lord, and minister to her. And
Lord,
God, in Jesus' name, I pray, if she has other children, bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. I pray for Tommy, Sue, that you'd bless her over there, Father, and God, that you'd let them get her to cure it, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
bless all my brothers and sisters on this broadcast tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name.
You just touch Brother John and his family.
Thank
touch
you, Lord,
all
in Jesus'
ones.
Name.
Lord,
thank
God,
you, Father,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I never thought to give this prayer request in, but there's a lady that she married to the pastor of the church I go to. Her name's Tommy Sue Harness. She's in Oak Ridge in the hospital, and they found a cancer on her bladder, and she had a heart problem, and they hadn't operated on her about a noontime, and they found a blockage in her heart or something, and they've got to get that blockage took care of and get her heart fixed, and then they're going to try, if they can get it fixed, they're going to try to take that tumor off of her bladder. And her name is Tommy Sue Harness, and I'd like for everybody out there to remember her tonight and remember Brother Harness tonight, that the Lord would strengthen him. They're both 75 years old, and they need to be strengthened tonight. And just bless Brother Harness and along with Sister Harness, and bless all their family tonight in Jesus' name. And is there anybody else that needs to obey the Lord tonight?
Praise you.
Praise the Lord. Anybody got anything that you need to say? All right, I'm going to... Go ahead, Brother John.
I just wanted to get one more prayer request in. I didn't get a chance to get in, but I have a cousin that passed away up in Tennessee. He lives in Cleveland, Tennessee. His name was Don Longworth, and I think he was somewhere around 57, 58 years old. But just remember that family tonight, amen. He had been pretty much a strong athlete all his life, but he started having lung problems and just overtook, and he wasn't able to breathe. So just remember that family tonight, amen. But they're up there in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Amen. We remember that family tonight. I know we don't have to be an old man or an old woman before the Lord calls us out of here, and we just need to be ready. We need to be born again into the family of God and make sure that our heart is where it needs to be and make sure that it's right with God. And when we leave here, when these eyes close on this side of eternity, they'll open up in a place called heaven. And I thank God for that. Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, in the 14th chapter of the book of John. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. And he said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And, brother, we've been preaching tonight about surely the Lord is in this place. And, brother, when we all get that glory and in the presence of the Lord, we'll everyone say and we'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know that Job said that the Lord is surely in this place, and I knew it not. But we'll know it, brother, in that day that we stand in that promised land that we're going to. And I believe that in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said that Abraham, he said he was a pilgrim and a stranger looking for a city whose maker and whose builder was God. And brother, we're pilgrims tonight, all that is born again into the family of God, that we're pilgrims and strangers tonight looking for that city, headed to that place, that city whose builder and maker is God. Brother, they say, the Word of God says that, brother, that it's a place, brother, that the street is paved with pure gold, so pure that it's transparent. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that we might go through trials and tribulations and even temptations here, but I'm so glad that we're looking forward to a place that God has got prepared for us. Oh, I tell you, for the ones that are faithful, brethren, we've begun this race, and we need to run this race with patience, and then when our time comes for God to call us out, brother, we'll go into that wonderful city that God has got prepared for us. Brother, I was thinking about Daniel. Brother, the Bible says that there was presence in Babylon down there, and the kingdom of Babylon, there was three presidents. Daniel was over there. He was the first one, but they began to get mad at him. They wanted him out of that place. And brother, sometimes even on the job or other places, brother, they'll begin to dislike a Christian, and they'll want to get rid of that individual. But let me tell you today, they got together and said, the only way we're going to be able to get rid of Daniel is if we find a law concerning him and his God. Brother, they begin to consult together. Brother, and Daniel, he was faithful. Brother, he said neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Brother, the God that we serve tonight is the true, the one a true God and a living God tonight. Our brother was talking about surely the Lord is in this place. Brother, I want you to know tonight I feel the presence of God even on this telephone tonight. Brother, and I can say surely the Lord is in this place. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, when God is in the place, brother, and you begin to call out, brother, the Bible said, and I said this a while ago, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And brother, I tell you tonight, brother, the presence of the Lord, there's no amount of money that can buy that presence tonight. There's no amount of money that can get anybody born into the kingdom of God, but them that believe that Jesus died for sin, and on the third and appointed morning that God raised him from the dead. And if we believe that in our heart and confess that with our mouth, the Bible said that we shall be saved. And I thank God tonight that here was Daniel, a brother, a man without fault. There was no error in him, and they made this law up that if anybody, and they even went to the king, that if anybody asked anything, brother, of any god other than Darius, brother, he was to be thrown alive into the den of lions. Brother, and it said, wherefore, King Darius signed the writing, and it said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. I wonder, brothers and sisters tonight, how many of us, if we know that somebody, brother, had signed a law against us, and if we went against that law, it would cost us our life. And I wonder tonight, how many of us would go ahead and go against that law, serving God? I wonder if we would go ahead, or I wonder if we'd be so afraid that we would quit. But let me tell you tonight, brother, surely the Lord is in us, following him, and we can say with a full assurance in our heart that surely the Lord is in this place. And brother, tonight I want to encourage you, brothers, to make your mind up, if you've not already, to make your mind up that you're going to serve God no matter the consequences. And it goes on, they went to the king after they found out that Daniel was calling on the name of the Lord, and he went ahead and they went before the king and said, oh king, didn't you sign a law that if any man asked of any god or anybody beside you a petition, that he'd be cast into the den of lions? And Darius knew then that they'd pull the plaster on him. But he signed it and he couldn't change it. And brother, I want you to know, he told him, said, go ahead. He said, and then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, as I listen to this, a heathen king, but he made this statement in the 16th chapter, I'm sorry, the 16th verse, and the 6th chapter of the book of Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. He had seen Daniel, how Daniel lived, and what Daniel was made of. He had no doubt seen his faith. And brother, I'll tell you, he had complete confidence that God would deliver him from the mouth of the lions. And brother, he goes on, and he said, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his Lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Darius couldn't go back and change the law. He had done signed it into law, and it couldn't be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians. And Brother Darius went ahead. Oh, but he passed the night fasting, worried about Daniel. And Brother, I'll tell you what, early the next morning he went down. He said then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. And neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. And the king arose very early in the morning. Brother, he said, and we in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee? Now listen here. The king had told Daniel that God would deliver him. And here the king said, then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have done no hurt. Brother, there's a lot of people got the idea, well, if I sin a little bit, what's it going to hurt? But it's a good thing that Daniel didn't think like that, because Daniel, brother, they found no error in him, and brother, he lived for the Lord, no doubt with a perfect heart, and brother, he said that he had done the king no hurt, and brother, God honored him, and he said then, brother, I want you to know, brother, that God sent his angel, brother, and shut the mouths of the lions, and brother, I'll tell you what, brother, God can shut the mouths today of the gainsayers when they start talking and when they start gainsaying. God, not only can he, but he will he. And brother, I'll tell you something else. God will take your part because you're not serving God in vain, because God is with you, and you can say with an assurity in your heart that surely God is in this place. I'm telling you tonight, God will meet with you in the midnight hour, brother, when you gloated down with trouble, when the brother, he is right there to hear you when you call out to him. Brother, I was in bed one night. It seemed like it was 2, 3 o'clock. In the morning, brother, I was going through a situation, a trial, if you will, and brother, I prayed. I had been praying, but that night, brother, I began to pray. I began to call on the Lord. I felt the Spirit of God begin to move. He come right up into my feet, right up to my legs, and right up into my body, and God moved in that situation right then, and that trial was over with. Oh, listen to me, brothers and sisters. You're not serving God in vain. God will keep you tonight. Brother, you might go through some trials. You might go through, brother, some temptation. But, brother, I want you to know tonight that God, the Bible said, will let nothing more than you're able to carry come upon you. And even with that, he did make a way of escape that you might be able to buy it. And I want you to know tonight, brother, he's right there. And I can say here tonight that God is surely in this place. It's like Brother Yearwood said a while ago about being in that service. Brother, he could say surely that God was in that place. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, when we go and give ourselves to God continually the way that Daniel did, brother, we can believe God for miracles, and we can believe God for deliverance, we can believe God for healing, and God will hear us. He said to ask, and you shall. shall receive. He said, seek, and you shall find. He said, knock, and the door shall be opened unto him. For to him that asketh, he receiveth, and to him that seeketh, he findeth, and to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that we don't serve a dead God. I'm glad tonight that the God that we serve is alive and well, seated on his throne in the heavenlies tonight. Brother, I'm so glad that he sent his spirit, brother, to minister to us and to help us. The Bible says, brother, when we find that we can't even pray, he said the Spirit of God, he intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And brother, I want you to know tonight, there's times that we might not be able to open our mouth and pray a word, it seems like, but there's the Spirit of God to help us, brother, to carry that load and to go on and serve God and lift our hands up and begin to say, praise the Lord, and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. And brother, he'll help us that we can do that and go on and live for Jesus. I thank God tonight for these broadcasts. I thank God tonight for each one on these broadcasts. And I thank God tonight that the person that got me involved with this broadcast, he called me one Saturday morning and he talked to me about it. Then I called Brother Ewell, and thank God, I thank God for each and every one that's on these broadcasts and for what they do for Jesus, for getting on and preaching the Word of God, for teaching the Word of God, for reading them scriptures tonight. Brother, God is with us. He'll bless us. He'll keep us. He'll minister to us, and he'll meet our need tonight. And I thank God for that. Oh, thank God. Thank God for Jesus tonight. Oh, I just thank God. This is worth more. It's like I've heard them say, I've not heard it in a while, but I've heard it said a lot. It's better felt than told. Brother, I know we don't go but feelings, but boy, you can sure feel the presence of God when the presence of God begins to move. Oh, thank God today. He said, then the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Listen to this, because he believed in his God. And brother, that sister, that's what we've got to do, is believe in our God. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, I believe it is, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And somebody mentioned over there the three Hebrew children. Brother, they went in there knowing full well that it might cost them their life. But brother, they went in there, they didn't bow down to that idol, and they would not worship Nebuchadnezzar's idol. They wouldn't bow down to the music, and somebody began to tell on them. And brother, Nebuchadnezzar, they got all of their clothes and tied them on them. And brother, they bound them up, and they heated that old furnace 7 times hotter than it was wont to be heated, I believe, is the way the scripture says it. It even killed the men that throwed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that furnace. It even killed the mightiest men in Nebuchadnezzar's army. Oh, but I'll tell you what, them boys fell down in there, and then Nebuchadnezzar looked in there. He said, did not we throw 3 in the furnace? He said, but I see 4 walking around in one. It's likened to the Son of God. Thank God tonight for Jesus and what he does for his people tonight. I thank God tonight for being on this broadcast. I thank God for each one that's on here. Praise the Lord tonight. I appreciate you, Brother Ewell. I appreciate you, John. John, I appreciate you and Sister Fleet. I appreciate you and I appreciate Brother and Sister Green and I appreciate Brother Van Hook and I appreciate Brother Fife. And I just want to say this being good tonight. Thank God. Has anybody got anything you'd like to say tonight before we go off the air? We got about a minute and 50 seconds left.
Well, really, I'd like to say I really appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate you taking care of these 2 weeks there for me. So, and I also would like to say if anybody will tune in to Cross Point Ministry, they can also hear this tomorrow, this same service. Tomorrow they tune in on Cross Point Ministry. So, appreciate you, and God bless you, Brother Eddie. And so I guess we'll just say good night to everybody, and we'll talk to you next week there.
Amen. Good night, everybody. God bless everybody. Amen. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.